Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, call 206-402-0100 and enter PIN number 161329#. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, all my beautiful people. Oh, my goodness, am I glad to be back. What an amazing, amazing summer this has been. Boy, if I want a testament to my work, this summer's it. I've just gone from movie to creation station to movie. Now I just booked a beautiful part in the opening of a new series, putting down an audition yesterday from Hawaii. Aloha, by the way. It's just been a fast and furious summer of joy and bountiful creation. And, you know, my biggest test this summer was to stay out of overwhelm and know that I am handling everything joyfully and perfectly. So whenever I would feel that drama of the overwhelm coming on from my childhood, I would just say, all right, Dee, right now, you're in the moment. In this moment right now, you're awesome. And you're fine, and everything's in flow. That was after it took me 35 hours when Microsoft thing hit. That's the weekend that I had to travel to Boston. I was at LAX for 35 hours trying to get out, you know, and I could have gone into really big reaction as tired as I was because I had just finished Creation Station the night before. And I thought, well, that's not going to do me any good at all. That's not going to support me in happily having this journey. So I just kept bringing myself back to the moment. And that's what I am asking all of you to do. The second thing that they wanted me to bring up, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. When you aren't clear about what you want, guys, you will go into overwhelm. And you will put things in your way to even create more of that overwhelm. Because the universe is really trying to help you get clear about what you want. So if you keep creating a lot of the stuff that you don't want, you're going to get very clear that you have to be clear about what you do. So again, know exactly how much money that you believe it's possible to make this year. Know that your body is healthy and well and thriving, and that you love your body. Know that your money is in flow and coming to you. You're magnetizing to it to you from everywhere and everything. That the relationships that you are in are fulfilling and respectful. They honor you in every way. Be clear about what you want and focus only on that. The last thing I want to bring to you today, this book has blown me away. It's called The Well-Lived Life by a woman who's 102, and they call her the mother of holistic medicine. Gladys McGarry is the author. I'm thinking about just teaching a 2-hour webinar on this book. I urge you all to get it, The Well-Lived Life. 102-year-old doctor's 6 secrets to health and happiness at every age. I want to read you this little bit that because it coincides with our work so much. Going beyond our fear reconnects us with love. Medicine often underestimates the power of love. These words are so commonly used that they can even sound a bit hokey. The power of love. Love is a tricky thing to describe. I cannot explain it to someone who hasn't experienced it any more than I can explain the color green to a person who is born blind. Yet hopefully you've experienced love in your life and you've already caught a glimpse of what it can do. I hope you've had the chance to know how love can sweep in and change everything, overpowering anything in its presence. It's not hokey. It's not overstated. Love truly is the greatest medicine the world has ever known. It takes life from a passive state, being alive, to an active state, truly living. That's why my third secret is love is the most powerful medicine. Our life force is activated by love. It's so true. It's so right on. This book is very easy to read. I've read 3/4 of it at the pool in Hawaii so far. I just really suggest to all of you, it takes all of our work, puts it in different terms, and it's simply powerful. All righty, let me ask the guys, can we go to the callers? Yes, please have your questions ready. Now, this is a new format, as you know, so I don't have everybody's name up here. I do know that we have 2, believe it or not. Brenda's from Connecticut. So I will read off your phone number. If I don't have a name for you, listen for your phone number, guys. Okay. And we will do this together. All right. We're going to, if I can get you, there you go. Nope. The switchboard is slow. Okay, Adele, I got you up. How are you?
Good. I'm really good. Thank you. So it's so funny that you mentioned that book. I was on YouTube or whatever, and I saw that, and I made a note of it, and then I kind of forgot about it until you just said it now, but it sounded, yeah. So thank you. It was just wonderful. So I've been getting a lot of downloads, and I'm kind of like, you know, really trying to get very, very clear. And one of the things I'm feeling I'm being guided to is, to put like many of the things that I'm going to be doing, you know, in retreat style form, because I can really bring in like spiritual dance and then the divine flow and all these other things. And I think it could be a really powerful like weekend. So I'm really getting clear on that. And the practice that
What's
I do.
Question?
Oh, What's so my question is, am I on target? Am I on target with that?
That's the highest question, clearest question. I get a yes.
Okay.
I get a
okay.
big yes. Yeah.
So
but
more like
you
in the, yeah, more like out in the public rather than online doing more things. Or I'm thinking almost
That's
like the combination.
Guys, I wouldn't rule out any possibilities,
okay?
And go toward the possibilities that excite you the most.
Perfect.
Like, I love to, I love to do privates, and I love to do this show, and I love to speak and teach in person. Those are the three things I love to do the most. So I put my energy into creating those.
Okay. And that, yeah. So I'm right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You bet, baby. Thank you. All righty. We are going to Susan in Niagara Falls.
Oh, I knew
hi,
you
honey,
were coming
you're
to
on.
Me. I was... Hi. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great. Thank you.
Okay, great. I have had phenomenal things happening, but one thing that I need to talk about is what is going on. I have got sciatica pain down my right leg, and I've been having a hard time walking. So,
well, Susan and everybody, when we have stuff with our legs and our feet, et cetera, it's usually about, and this is the case with you, part of your energy is blocking you from going where you want to get to. And back to what I brought in at the top of the show, it mostly has to do with you're not clear. I want to do this, but I want to do this. But I don't see how. I want to do this, but I don't have the money to. I want to do this, but it doesn't seem practical. Okay? So if I asked you in your life right now, what is it that you want to do?
That's the question. Exactly.
Okay.
I have several things that I want to do. I want to... I've been making a list of things that I want to do. So you're right
Susan,
on the money. Yes.
Okay. So that's great. You've written down the list of what you want to do. Now, drop down into your heart. What's the first block that you see that comes up? What's the first thought? What's the...
Again, is the okay, dropping into my heart. The most important thing that I really want to do is the expression of spiritual art. I want to get that out to the public. That's right there.
Okay. Susan, you've been doing your spiritual art for years because I have some. And I've shared your art.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I've shared your art with people from Creation Station. So you see, you're already doing it. What's blocking you, which is what your sciatica is about, is getting it out to the public. So you're clear.
Yeah.
You want to get your art out to the public. Be clear about how much money each piece costs. Start creating a website so people will know how to see your art. And most of all, know it's possible, sweetheart. That's
yes, I believe
the biggest
it is
thing.
Possible. I do know it's possible. I have one question too.
Well,
I'm
hold
thinking,
on.
Hold
go on,
ahead.
Please.
Yeah.
The channel says you don't know it's possible.
Oh, okay.
You think it is, but you don't know it is. And there's a
okay.
big difference. Are we going to, hold on, we're going to core belief. Fine. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And energy is the highest word. So, guys, you are energy. That's all you are. That's all there is energy. How you're defining and directing your energy is up to you, and that will be the experience of your life. So that's
awesome.
What you want to work on first, Susan. Okay.
Focusing my energy and directing my energy. Perfect.
And knowing that you are energy and you have all of the creative energy you will ever need. Okay?
I am energy. Thank you.
Yep.
I am.
All right. All right, baby. Thank you. Yes, you are. All righty. We are going to, whoops, you didn't go off.
Nope. Bye.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Love everybody.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with this. Okay, there we go. All right. We are going to Brenda in Connecticut at 203-300. Brenda, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I do try to do a lot of this myself, but I would like to
I don't want you to try and do anything.
Good point. I would like to ask the channel. I would like to ask the channel today for some confirmation and then additional information if I'm missing it. It's about euthanizing my dog last Monday. He was 15 and a half. So my objective was to do whatever was the best for him at that point, whatever would make him the most comfortable. So I chose euthanasia. And my question, one of my questions is, and maybe I should just tell you what the few of them are, because
Just ask the question,
right.
Please.
Was he ready to go sooner, and if so, when? A year ago or?
Okay. He was ready to go sooner, and he chose to stay around for a reason for you. But the channel wants to know, you've already made your decision. You've already taken care of the dog. Why are you burdening yourself with doubt now? What's the point
Looking for clarification. I have another dog, and I try to get a little better each time with this end-of-life decision, because the first two times I felt I waited much too long. And this time I feel I did better, but I want to understand what was my signal or what did I miss if he was ready to go sooner.
Well, animals will tell you. I mean, they'll lay around, they'll have no energy, they'll stop eating. Animals will tell you. And if we can't deal with the guilt, then we will put it off. Like, you know, I said to my daughter, if I can't go to the bathroom by myself and I don't know who you are, I don't want to be here.
Right. Yeah.
And at that point, will I have the wherewithal to, quote, put myself down? Probably not. So I am a great believer, and the channel is backing me up, that we hold on to what they're describing right now as sick life. Because our society is taught it's not okay to let someone die on their own terms.
Oh, my God, that's so interesting. Because I did feel like I was taking a giant step forward when
you
I...
Are.
Just,
you
I,
have.
That was the exact words I used, was I decided to let him go his way,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And let me tell you, I sat 15 to 18 days with both my mother and my brother while they starved to death so that they could die, quote, with dignity. It's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
In my estimation, it's bullshit. So if you love your animal, and basically what you want to know is it time for the other dog? And the highest answer I get is almost.
The other dog?
And you, whatever other
She's
animal
four.
You're talking.
The other dog is only four.
Well, then let's get clear about, okay, the highest word is almost, and it's not about dying. That's okay. So then what's it about? We're going to the sheets and a core belief, this page. 5-1. It has something to do with your energy, Brenda. Okay.
Can you clarify?
Yes, I'm working on it. I'm listening. Hold on. So there's something within Brenda's energy that she needs to shift for the health and wellness of the other dog. I get a yes. Seats, book. Give me a song, Brenda. Any song that pops in.
Someone Saved My Life Tonight.
Okay.
Saved as in the past tense.
You are, yeah, you're not here to save them. You're here to love them and share the world with them for as long as they want to stay around.
Wow,
and that's
this
a whole,
was not even,
yeah,
this
that,
was not
this
even on my radar. I was thinking, you know, wanting to get better at these decisions for, you know, a decade from now. I wasn't even thinking about right now for her.
Well, but right now is when you create. This mm-hmm. moment right now, not a decade from now.
Is that I'm...
So, you see,
if I don't do something...
If I am worried about freedom all the time and when she's going to leave and when her... Then I don't live fully in the moment with her here. And that's what you want to do. Don't worry about when the dog's ready to leave. They'll let you know, baby. The dog that you just helped over, you knew. You knew that
well,
she had no quality of life anymore. I really have to
was
move
it,
on now,
was
Brenda.
It a year? Okay, okay. Thank you.
You know, if you want to go into it more, I'm happy to do it in a private, but I need
okay.
to get on with some other
Thank
people.
You.
Thank you for that understanding. All righty then. That was, to me, worth its weight in gold. Now we're going to the other Brenda in Connecticut. This is so funny. Hold on, I'm trying to get you on. Boy, this, yeah, okay, here we go. 860-654, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Hi from the other Brenda.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi,
so
baby.
Funny.
How are you?
Hi, good. So I just have to say I'm so happy for you for what you're creating in your life, and it spreads to all of us as well. So congratulations and
Aww.
The best.
Nice. What a nice comment. Thank you. And right back at you.
Oh, thank you. So I'd like to know, as I am, I love applying all the wonderful wisdom that you share. You know, I am the powerful God of me. I direct my health. So I absolutely am doing that. But being human as I am, when we have the discouragement, so two areas I'm working on, you know, several health issues and loneliness and what have you, not because I don't have a man, just, you know, just various kinds of loneliness. So as I, you know, I can apply a lot of what we say, but then there's moments that I just get honestly just down and depressed and feeling the absence of it, even though I'm working on creating it. So
okay.
How do you deal with those moments?
Like a tough love parent. You go, Brenda?
Yes.
Not going to get you what you want. Talk to yourself. This is not going to get you what you want. You know that love and joy gets you what you want. And I want to speak to loneliness for a minute because I'm being inundated with information about how they're finding out that loneliness increased your risks of so many diseases. So what can you do, Brenda, to create more social and friendship connections in your life?
I actually am. I am in the process, you know, I'm getting out more than I used to. Last night
Good.
I just went to a fabulous concert with friends. And, you know, I am creating social activities. I believe, too, because I live alone, and there's in my daily life, because I'm a more family-oriented person, you know, having people that you really connect with on a daily basis and just sharing that family-type experience, that's a lot of where I feel.
Yeah. Okay. And, Brenda, when I say you put yourself out there to do that, I get a no. When I say you're waiting for other people to come to you, I get a yes. So you all know how energy works. You have to give energy, and then energy responds to you. And if you are not putting out, hey, I love you all, come on, I want to be friends, let's get together, and then taking action to do that, if you're waiting for people to come to you, then there's something in you that you're telling yourself, it's not up to me because I'm not worthy. And you are worthy.
I know in the past, I absolutely have felt that. It's like, oh, I'm putting it out there energetically. Okay, where are you? And yes, I absolutely have expected others. But I realize, of course, I have to be the initiator, and I have to do as you had suggested. And I still, while I'm not perfecting it by any means, and yes, I can be doing more and I will be, it's just those moments, you know, and sometimes they're more than just a moment. And
okay, Brenda, so do you have a love place?
I do.
Okay. So bring up your love place, drop down into your heart, close your eyes, and just love whatever your love place is. Just fill it up. Now, while you're there, you cannot feel the depression and the loneliness, can you?
No, I have a big smile on my face.
Okay. So that's the start. You say to yourself, nope, not going there. I'm going to my love place. Yeah, this is what it feels like to bond with friends and, you know, socially be accepted and accept others socially. This is what it feels like to be out fully living my life. And then you have to magnetize to you things that mirror that, that pair up with that. Like energy finds like energy. So now they want to give you the biggest belief, what is in your way. Here, here, here. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. So not true, guys. Nothing has to die, nothing has to change, nothing has to go away. You don't need a different childhood. You create what you want right now, regardless of anything that's happened to you before. Okay? Got it?
Perfectly what I needed. That was awesome. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. Thank you. Yeah, the channel's pretty good here. I got to tell you, while the switchboard is trying to decide what it's going to do, in Creation Station, well, it was right before Creation Station, I think, I asked, with all this stuff going on politically, I said, who's favored to win here, Trump or Biden? And the channel said neither one. And I had no idea what that meant. And then during Creation Station, we got the announcement from President Biden. So sometimes you don't know what your channel is referring to, and you find out. Pretty exciting. Okay, we're going to Kathy in Lexington. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi. So nice to speak with you. Wish I was there in Hawaii with you. That would be amazing.
This is my happy place, and I'm here with my whole family, and my grandson turns one next week, so we're having a ball. All right, what can I do for you, Kathy?
Well, I've got a couple of questions. Hopefully they'll be fairly short answers. I've been dealing with an abscess on my chest for about 4 weeks, and it's finally healing, and I was wondering if hoping that the channel could give me a little more insight as to the cause of it and any other thoughts around it.
Well, the first thing that came in, back to the part of the book that I read, and she talks a lot in this book about physical healing and how to be your own advocate for that for yourself. So basically, you want to know what was the energetic cause of the, they're giving me the word eruption on your chest. Is that true? Is that the correct?
Yes.
That's what you want to know, right? Okay.
Yes. It was definitely an eruption. And a fairly violent one, actually.
Yeah. Okay. So it goes to, I'm scared to death to be here.
Wow.
So not here on this plane. Okay. So let's get back to love and get out of your fear, because you plunged into it there for a minute. I'm scared to death to be here. So what is going on in your life that brings up fear? What's the first thing that comes up when I ask that question?
The uncertainty of the situation with my husband's health.
Yes, and that, was it, did it erupt over your heart, this eruption?
Yes, it was just to the left of my sternum.
Yeah. So your body is saying to you, you're erupting in fear. Kathy, go back to love. What do you want? What do you want for your husband?
For him to allow himself to do what's best for him with his health and not feel like he has to stay here.
Okay, so first of all, not very succinctly said, and you don't ever add the negative onto the positive.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. So what you want is for him to celebrate the clarity of his own health and wellness. And talk to his soul and say, look, honey, if you're ready to leave, I give you my blessings. If you want to stay, I love to have you here and share my life with you, if you would. But most of all, you want clarity for him in his decision, right? Because you can't make that decision for him.
No.
And Kathy, for you to go down with him doesn't work. It doesn't serve anybody. You understand that, don't you?
Yes, absolutely I do.
Okay. All right, we're going to balance everything here, invoking the symbol formula by the flame golden light. We are divine love, so it is. I don't get that there's anything else, baby. Thank the eruption on your chest for bringing this to your focus so that you know now what to do for him and how to keep your own body in health and wellness. Okay?
Yes. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Steve.
You bet. Yeah, it's hard when one of our loved ones, we again go into fear, and fear does not create what we want. Okay, let me see if I can get the next person up. I believe it's San Francisco 415-416. 415-416, you're on. Oh, no, they took you off. Hold on.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Kate in New Mexico.
Oh, hi. Well, certainly not San Francisco, is it? Hi, Kate.
Yeah. That's my phone number, so you were very close.
Okay. What can I answer for you?
Well, I have been doing well the last couple of weeks and in a different way. So I've felt more grounded and more clear and focused, and I've been knocking things off the kind of back burner list. So I'm moving forward, and that's
great.
But yay. Yeah. What happened? What did I do? And how can I keep doing it?
Oh, come on.
There was a real, like, one day, bam, everything changed. And I know everything built.
No,
over time.
Yeah, it may feel like one day, baby.
Yeah.
But that's not how change works. It can literally go up that way in one day. And the more consciously you live every moment of every day, then a big shift happens because your brain and all of your energy go, oh, I get it. I need to be more positive. I need to know what I want more. And then your life appears to miraculously change. And if you make this a daily practice that you live in, then your life usually just continues to create itself in a more joyful, flowing way. And then sometimes in that joyful flow, which I've been in all summer, you have to stay at an airport for 35 hours. And what you do with that in your reaction creates what the next day is going to feel like. So I was at LAX for 35 hours, had to take two planes to get to Boston. They took me directly from the airport to the set, made me up, and I shot two scenes.
Whew.
Now, if I kept saying, oh my God, I'm so tired. Why does this have to happen to me? This is such bullshit. Which is where we naturally allow ourselves to go. I would have not gotten through that experience with the joy and finding people that took care of me and supported me all the way. But you have to use that perspective to see the world through. And then the world starts changing. We talked a lot about this at Creation Station, guys. Your perspective creates your life, because your perspective is your thoughts and your feelings and your belief systems. Creates how you see the world. So what changed to answer your question, is you shifted your perspective.
Mm.
Right. Don't make it any more difficult than
right.
that. What perspective do I want to have to give me the life that I desire? I adopt that perspective. Let me tell you, there was a grandmother with her granddaughter, and they couldn't get seats together, and her granddaughter was two rows behind, and she was, nobody would change with her, and blah, blah, blah. And finally, I looked at Lanny, and I said, Lanny, you know, we don't need to sit together, honey. So he moved back there, and the little girl came up and sat in the row with me, but with her grandmother, so she didn't have to be alone. So cut to us here at Hawaii. And we decided to walk over to the Hyatt, which is not a short trek. And we got there, and it was so huge. And we stopped this lovely young couple, and we said, could you direct us to the shops? And they went, oh, my God, you'll never find it from here. It's on. And she looked at him, because they were almost at their room. And they said, let's just take them over there. So they went all the way out of their way, traveled half the distance in the resort so that we could find this shop. On the way back, we got lost. And we stopped and asked a man who's sitting on a bench with his little boy. He took out his phone. He Googled how to get to the Hilton. He got us back on track. We still got lost again. We stopped to ask this woman who happened to be with a gentleman who had come to do some carpentry work for her. He said, look, all I have is an old beat up truck, but I'm going to take you to your room. So we got in this old beat up truck, Lanny sat in the back of it, and I got up front with him, and he literally drove us. Now, that's what they mean by what goes around comes around. Because I thought, you know, they're doing for me what I did for that little girl on our flight. And that's why I start every day, my intention today is to be love and send love out to everyone and everything and magnetize love back to me in every way. And then your life shows up like that. Did that answer your question?
Yes. And I think something about travel that intensifies it all, and you see things like that daily. And I'll be in my happy place. I'll be in Mexico in 2 days. So I'm very excited
Great.
To experience all that.
Yeah, and just look where you can do the good and
right.
look at where everyone else is doing the good. Because there's one of the things that I loved in this book, one of the stories is about this mother who was always criticizing her daughter, her grown daughter. And so Dr. McGarry said to her, you handled this all so well. And she said, yeah, I don't have enough energy to deal with that. So I just let her be who she is. All my energy is going to this baby and how much I love it.
Oh.
Right there. You can't say it any simpler than that. If you
yeah.
have energy that hits you that you don't want, don't give it your energy.
Mm.
You put your energy on New Mexico and what you love. Okay? Got it?
Wonderful. Yeah. Can
okay.
I ask a...
Thank you.
Can I ask a new question? I mean, not about me, just about the calling in. Can you call in 15 minutes early like you did on Blog Talk, or how early can you call in to get in line?
That's a Stephen question, but I believe so. I believe when I came on that we had two or three people already in line.
Okay.
If you email me that, I will check to make sure. Send an email.
You can actually call in earlier than 15 minutes now.
Oh, thank you, Stephen, voice from the heaven above.
I think it's about 30 minutes that you can call in early.
Okay.
Now.
Well, so you don't have to email me now. See? Now, see? We asked, and the universe answered. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Oh, that was perfect, Stephen. Okay. Let me make sure. I'm going to a wireless caller. It says Chicago, 773-935. You're on,
773-935. That's Gina.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi. Good. I'm so glad you're in Hawaii. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, and the timing couldn't have been more perfect.
It sounds
what
like
can
it.
I answer for you, baby?
Okay, so I went to Paris, which I was creating during Creation Station. The day before I was leaving, I broke my ankle. I broke my fibula. And I think that's very interesting. So I was just curious what you...
So what part... So the question is, what part of you wanted to keep you from getting to Paris? That's the highest question yet.
What part of
book.
Me?
Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Over the Rainbow.
Okay. Please, will you tell yourselves that you can have it all right now?
Yep.
Right now. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to wait for it. Right now you can have it. But you believe right now that you can't have it right now, Gina. And it goes back to your mom. How did your mom teach you you had to wait for things that you really wanted?
I don't know how she did, but I know that she felt they were out there and not here now.
Okay, well,
right?
If they're out
when
there.
When I do this, you, when I do that.
Okay,
right.
So
yeah.
You're going to break your ankle then so that it puts it further in the distance energetically.
Mm.
You did go, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I had a great week. It was fantastic.
Okay.
I mean,
so just know that you absolutely do not have you do not have to pay for that in any way to have it now. That's the highest, most correct, most complete. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I easily walk into everything I am creating that I want right now.
Mm-hmm. That's
invoking
really good.
The symbol, formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Awesome. That was great. Thank you, Gina. Hey, did you have fun at Creation Station?
It was unbelievable. It was like over the top in every way. People... what we were creating together, everything. I was in a complete different shift. That's why I went to Paris. I would not have done what I did if I hadn't been in Creation Station.
Well, great.
Because there was just so much forward energy, right? There was just...
Oh, the great, incredible group of people
and
online
And it was for me, it was like a line of demarcation between... going for your joy or like having it be out there. Like to me, going to Paris was, okay, I'm going to do this now. I'm supporting an Olympic athlete. She was great, you know, super happy I was there. And,
even if I could go for a week. That's what, you know, that's what I did. So when I broke my ankle, it was kind of bizarre. It was like, I couldn't figure out if I, yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to think about it, but I like what you're saying about, I go forward with ease into my creations, essentially.
I create it right now. That's the part. It's right now.
And I create it
it's
right
okay
now.
It's okay for you to, guys, it's okay for, as like I said to Stone that day that I went over, and he threw up his arms and he went, oh no, there's food. And he looked at me and threw up his arms. Oh no, but there's food. And I went over and I said, Stone, Grandma will wait till you're finished. You can have it all. And on that note, thank you, Gina. Okay, guys, on that note, join me, please. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thank you for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing...